What is going on in cotton these days? What is the sort of the big things happening?
Sure. Well, at Cotton Incorporated, we do everything from dirt to shirt. So in the agricultural area, some of the big things we have going on, we're looking at the opportunities for cotton seed and cotton seed oil for restaurants, cotton seed in meal for aquaculture, and also using cotton seed as feed for dairy cattle. So we have a tremendous amount of research there. If we move on downstream into the supply chain and look at manufacturing, we have different technologies that are coming out from our scientists, such as what we call storm cotton, which you put this finish on things like denim jeans and other items, and it repels water. So if you're out on the farm and you get wet, it's not a problem. Construction workers, things like that. We have another technology called TransDry that also wicks moisture away from the body. So a lot of that goes into things like activewear to compete with synthetics. So think of Under Armour, things of that nature. So if you're looking for products to be competitive in the marketplace. So I think there's a lot of excitement going on the product side. And then we have different types of innovation on the consumer marketing side too.
All right. Well, talk about some of those then.
Sure. We are doing different things with social media specifically and working with bloggers to engage consumers and tell them about cotton products, where to buy them, how to style them, how to wear them, how to take care of them, and to have an engagement. Because reaching consumers today is very different than it was just 20 years ago when we had, you know, three stations or so. So there are different ways that we look at doing that and different touch points and the education for consumers. But we also, on our website, thefabricofourlives.com, we curate cotton collections where consumers can come, all brands, retailers, men's, women's, children's apparel, and they can buy items. So you've got holidays coming up. So anyone listening should really go to thefabricofourlives.com and they can go to retailers and select cotton items.
All right. What are some of the big challenges in the industry these days when it comes to not only going from field to shirt, but I mean, just in general, what are some of the big challenges you're facing?
Sure. Well, challenges can always range from pricing. You know, how competitive is raw cotton fiber with synthetics or others? Through, I think, to running the cotton products and the inventories that are stockpiled in China. And then on the consumer end, where I specialize, is looking at getting consumers to authenticate their purchase. And what I mean by that is for years at Cotton Incorporated, we've talked to them about the touch, the feel of cotton, the fabric of your life. But synthetics have done a decent job of starting to mimic cotton and to feel like cotton, to be cotton-like. So if you don't check the label, if you don't look for that. That's why we're putting so much emphasis on easing the journey at Cotton Incorporated for the consumer. And in this year, in fact, we were in 30 malls in 20 states and worked with 32 different retailers to showcase cotton items and to really bring that awareness up to consumers, to remind them that we know it's the fabric of your life. We know you love it, but be sure to look for it and take it home.
Okay. Now, is there anything about this subject that you'd want to make sure got mentioned that we haven't covered yet?
Sure. I think one of the things we want consumers to understand and remember today, that cotton is a natural product, and that when you start talking about recyclability and sustainability, the cotton is your number one choice for that. And we have a program that we've been involved with for 10 years called Blue Jeans Go Green. You can go to bluejeansgogreen.org and find more about it. But essentially what it is you send in your denim jeans and we turn them into insulation. And then we partner with Habitat for Humanity to put them in homes in need. And so we've collected more than 1 million denim items. We've kept 600 tons of cotton items out of the landfills to do this, too. And we have partners at retail. Over the 10 years, we've worked with people from Neiman Marcus to Gap to Madewell. So there are many ways you can get involved, and even universities across the U.S. we've done this with. So we would love for your listeners to do that as well. So there are a couple of ways they can get involved with us. Go to thefabricofourlives.com or go to bluejeansgogreen.org.